This week, four British Christians took their fight to the European Court of Human Rights over claims they lost their jobs as a result of discrimination against their beliefs. They include an airline worker and a nurse stopped from wearing a cross and a registrar who did not want to marry gay couples. All four lost separate employment tribunals in the UK relating to their beliefs. Peter Norris, communications officer from the UK-based legal centre Christian Concern, which is representing two of the four workers, says cases like these are becoming more prevalent.
We're looking at these four British Christians who claim they lost their jobs as a result of discrimination against their beliefs, and they're taking their case to the European Court of Human Rights. First of all, just to get your reaction to the fact that they are taking their case here.
Well, it's kind of the last resort. They lost their cases in the UK and lost on appeal as well. So this is as far as they can go, really, to the European Court of Human Rights. And the cases... We are handling two of the cases, but there are actually four cases that have been heard, and they kind of pair up. Two of the cases relate to manifesting faith, Christian faith, specifically wearing a cross at work, and two of the cases relate to freedom of conscience, so the freedom of Christians to live out biblical teaching, live out Christian faith. In these cases, particularly concerning sexual ethics and providing certain services to homosexual couples.
Now, is this case, do you think, going to be watched closely?
Definitely, yes. It's caused quite a stir, and there's been a lot of media coverage of these cases. Christians obviously concerned that their freedoms are protected, but then quite an aggressive secularist lobby also not wanting any concessions to be made. So they're making the argument that if the cases are successful, a hierarchy of rights will be created with religion at the top. But that's not the case. When we're talking about freedom of conscience and freedom of thought, that affects everybody. And it's really about whether we can handle difference. If somebody dissents from the majority opinion, will their opinion be respected? Will they be able to live consistently with their beliefs?
Is this happening more and more? Let's take one of the examples here, the fact that somebody has a religious symbol, they're wearing a cross or a crucifix around their neck. Is it happening more and more that people are finding that they can't do that anymore, that they're being told not to?
I think so, yes. I mean, 20 years ago, even 10 years ago, these cases were not coming up, and all of a sudden they are. And there have been certain changes in legislation that have created these situations where Christians are being told to remove their crosses. And one of the cases that we are handling is the case of a nurse, Shirley Chaplin, who was wearing her cross round her neck for 30 years in her nursing job, and then told to remove it. And health and safety reasons were brought in, but only further down the line in the case. And she was willing to make concessions and put the cross on a magnetic clasp so that if it was pulled, it would come off so that she could meet the health and safety requirements, but that wasn't accepted. And the policy has not been applied fairly or uniformly across the board. So other items, other religious symbols have been permitted. For example, headscarves attached with large brooches, turbans. So it's not been fairly applied.
Actually, that was just a question I was going to come to. I was going to ask you, are other religious groups being affected?
It seems not as much. We don't hear of people from other religions with these kind of problems. It seems to be specifically Christianity that people are trying to push out and marginalise. Obviously, it could affect other religions further down the line if these cases are not successful, but there seems to be an asymmetry in the way that these rules are applied to people of different faiths, with Christians coming out at the bottom of the pile.
What could the future hold for the future of religious freedom?
Well, if the cases aren't successful, I think it's particularly worrying, not just for Christians, but as I say, for other people as well who hold minority views. Because if people are not going to be accommodated in their jobs, and we're not asking for outlandish concessions to be made, it's a matter of, for example, in the case of the civil registrar, a lady called Lillian Liddell, she said she didn't want to preside over civil partnerships, same-sex civil partnerships, but she was willing to take on more funerals, for example, if someone could cover her for the times when there were civil partnerships that needed to be presided over. So it's just common sense, really. And if the cases aren't successful, then the public space for Christians is just going to continue to shrink, and certain jobs will not be open to Christians, and therefore Christians won't be able to be involved in every aspect of society. Certain jobs, there'll be a religious bar to office, as it were, where certain jobs are not open to them.